It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It is. It's Wrinkled Sheets. We're back.
We are freaking back.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's been 2 weeks since we did a Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
That's okay. I feel like it'd been a lot longer since.
It has been a lot longer, but we're
in the past.
Yeah, but we're better today. We are better today.
We are better today.
How is everybody? How are you? Thanks for dropping in. How's your mom and them? Good, good.
What?
Isn't that what people in the South say? How's your mom and them?
I guess, but what if their mom died and you don't know that?
Oh.
I don't know. You can't, like, assume.
Well, how's the family?
Right? Someone in their family should be doing good.
How's the family? Somebody doing good? Is your cousin out of jail yet?
We were going somewhere, and I was thinking about conversations that might occur, and I'm like, oh, I wonder how so-and-so is with their so-and-so, and I'm like, I shouldn't ask, because I don't know. What if they broke up?
Yeah, but that's how you find out. People, you can always go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah, but I don't do well with crying people.
What, they're going to cry when you ask about?
Well, what if you touch a nerve? What if they just broke up last night?
Well, then as a good friend, you would be there to help them.
But these are people, if I were a good friend, I would know. I would be in that inner circle of no.
No, because that is a chick question right there. That's one of those, because you do it to me. Well, like, are they still dating? I don't know. Are they going to, I don't know. You have specific questions that you like answers to, where a guy is like, I don't know. I just saw him at the mall. I said hi.
Sometimes I think I overthink in general, even more than some girls. We were out at Friday night. We went out to the Grizzly Bros to see some friends of ours headline for the first time. And we were standing around talking to some people. And I was like, some thoughts were coming up. And I wasn't drunk or anything.
Thoughts were coming up? Like,
yeah,
what kind of thoughts?
Like, I was saying things. And like the look on we were talking to a couple of girls. The looks on their faces were kind of like...
Like what?
I don't know. Like, they weren't connecting with what I was talking about or what I was like, I wonder... Blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember, but I remember feeling a little like, okay, maybe I should just stand here and smile.
What kind of questions were you doing? You have to help me out on this, because they're definitely listening and not knowing.
I don't think so. No, because we talked to a lot of people that night. But like, we were talking about something, and then I would dig deeper in my mind and verbalize what I was thinking. And I think I do that, and not everyone does that.
Nobody does it. That's what I tell you all the time.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Maybe a few women, but I don't know, because if I say, hey, I saw such and such at the mall. You know what that means? That means I saw him.
Did you talk to him?
And you're like, is he working over such and such? I don't know. Is he still, I don't know. I said I saw him at the mall.
Sorry.
Does that make sense?
It does. No, I know. I know. Janet Brain is odd. I'm an introvert, but sometimes my brain goes extrovert. As though I could just go up and talk to anyone about anything, but I can't.
Why can't you?
I'm afraid to be embarrassed. I'm afraid to be embarrassed. And then I overthink the interaction like I am right now. Anyway, you've been home for a whole week.
And you're overthinking it.
No, I feel like we should move on. Let's move on.
All right. Well, let's go back and you can tell them about our friends that were headlining.
So Chancey Williams and the Younger Brothers Band, they are a band that used to be... a weekly band at the Grizzly Rose, which means they played every single night.
The house band.
Yeah, the house band. Starting Tuesday night, and then they would play every single night until Sunday. And if there was a national act playing at some point during the week, they would open for them. And they did that for several years, and that's how I got to know them.
Like 7 or 8 years, wasn't it?
Something like that. And then they stopped playing the Grizzly Rose. We saw them in Vegas, NFR 2 years ago, and they let us know, we're not doing the Rose anymore. We've got enough on our plate where we don't have to be the weekly band anymore. And so, good for you. You know, they're growing.
You're moving up.
And I follow them on Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. So I see, like, they are constantly doing stuff. Yeah. And then all of a
good
sudden...
Good stuff, big stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, they
they're
opened...
Working.
They opened... NFR.
Uh-huh.
Like, The ceremony of opening NFR.
Oh.
In 2016.
Uh-huh.
They did that.
That's nice.
They were the band.
Well, that's because didn't Chancey the...
He used to be a
bull rider, a bronc rider?
I think he was a bronc rider.
Okay.
He's got ties. He's from Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
And he's smart. Didn't know that, but he's
Tell that. It's like, because we only know him as like, you know.
He has 4 degrees.
4?
And one of them is a master's.
What?
I'm like.
I've only known him as a guy that likes to throw back a beer or two and sing country
music.
Or 10 or 15 and drink and sing country songs till.
Right?
Yeah.
But, wow. Good for them.
So anyway, if you guys listening, look up Chancey Williams and the Younger.
And they have a new album coming out in April.
Mm-hmm. So check that out.
Yeah. And we had a lot of fun. It was like our first Friday night out in a while. I struggled. I was like, okay, I don't want to get, because what happens is I want to keep drinking so that I don't hit the wall of tired when you've been up all day.
But then you drink so much.
But then I don't want to become the annoying girl that's like, woo. So I was like, okay, I got this. I'm 35. I know what I can handle. So right before we left, I had a coffee. Uh-huh. I'm like, this could be a boost.
Uh-huh. Get a little caffeine, man.
Yeah.
Because I might be up till midnight.
Right. We get there. I don't immediately beeline it toward the bar. Uh-huh. We're talking. We're good. And then I kind of feel a little dip down. And I'm like, okay, need a beverage. And I maintained. I had maybe 3 drinks. I had 3 drinks that night. No shots.
Oh, that's really good. Getting you away from shots is a good thing. But you noticed something, too. Was how quickly you like to get rid of the glass out of your hand.
Oh, I'm not good at holding beverages of any kind.
You can't sip on a drink.
No, you've seen me with coffee. You've seen me with like my carbonated water that I have with me at all times. And an alcoholic beverage is no different. It's cold, in fact. And so it might be even faster. I don't like to hold a drink.
Yeah, but when you slam something that quick, then you go all ready for another one. And then it.
That's why you have to be smarter than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was. So they weren't even done. And I'm like, okay, I feel like it's 3 or 4 songs till the end.
And you started to get sleepy.
I'm like, why don't we head toward the back door?
Why don't we head toward
so
the car?
So that when they're done, we can leave.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, what?
You don't even want to stay to the end of a concert?
Usually you're like, Janet, we're not staying until the freaking bar closes. And this time I'm like, let's head toward the exits.
Because as soon as they're done, we could hit the car.
And I can be asleep by 1.
Yeah.
I'm so old. I guess I've grown up. Is that a sign of growing up?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the other sign of growing up is wanting to nap.
I know. I also know my napping self. Typically, a nap turns into a sleep for me. Or I'll try a nap and then I get up and I'm like all groggy.
I could sleep for a nap for 10 minutes and feel like a total reset button has been done. And let's go do this. And you were like, no, if I take a nap, I won't feel like going out at all.
I'll be like, I bought the tickets. I'll eat it. Let's go to sleep. But yesterday was Saturday. And after being out on Friday, we ended up getting up early because we had stuff that we had to do.
Right.
Like, I have this vitamin shot that I used to work near the office where we could go get it, but I don't anymore. So the only day I can get it is Saturday.
But this vitamin shot is part of her program that you're
It's
doing.
A weight loss thing, but I'm not doing very well at it. But I still want to get the vitamin shot. But we also had other things we had to do and other commitments. So we had to hit the vitamin shot early before we had to be anywhere else. And, oh my gosh, I think being up so late on Friday really affected me because I was so tired all Saturday. And then when I tried to nap, I think I was afraid that I was going to sleep in. Because the last time we napped, it was supposed to be an hour nap, and I think I ended up sleeping for 2 hours.
Yes.
And I'm like, we can't do that this time. Like, there's no possible way that that can happen and us not be late, and I hate being late.
Are you blaming late on me? Is that what this is? Because, like, the other day we had a dinner that we had to go to, and you're like, could we be on time?
That was the same day.
Could we be on time?
Well, I feel like you just... We get ready to go,
uh-huh.
And then there's things that happen many times. So, like we're
what?
Like, We head toward the door at 6:30, but we don't actually pull out of the driveway till like 6:45, 6:50, because you're like, oh, well, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Oh, I gotta go, And I'm like...
If anybody knows what any of those noises mean, please
But no,
comment.
It's that, my father used to do that. Like, it would drive me insane. We'd get in the car and he'd be like, oh, I forgot my wallet. Or, oh, I don't know if I locked the door.
So, in other words, you'd rather just go and not know if you locked the door or not. You'd rather just...
No, I always lock the door. Sometimes I lock the door without having my keys. That sucks. I always lock the door.
And you have done that.
I have. Yes.
So, all right. Well, another big thing that happened this week...
Oh, yeah. You can talk about you now.
Was, why does it have to be me? Why can't I just say that the shower broke?
Oh, I didn't know that's where you were going.
Well, where did you think I was going?
Oh, we'll get there. But, yeah, the shower broke. Okay. So, you tell your part of the story up until the point.
Okay.
And then I will tell what happened on my end.
Okay. I wake up and my leg is,
And it's like 6 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know what time it was at that point. I had no idea. But my leg had cramped. I got one of those Charlie horses that you absolutely feel like, my leg is
killing
me.
Backstory, you had just traveled, like had a full travel day the day before.
Yes, from like 6 in the morning to getting home at 11 o'clock
at night.
Yeah,
you left. Where did you leave to go to Dallas?
Was it Cozumel?
Yeah, it was one of those places that have beaches and warm weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. You left Cozumel to go to Dallas. You had a layover in Dallas, and then you flew from Dallas to Denver.
Yeah.
When did you leave Cozumel?
Well, I got up at 5 in the morning.
Eastern time.
Yes. I got up.
You did not land in Denver mountain time until 9:30.
So it had been a long travel day.
It had been a long travel day the day before. And you're like, I'm taking my sleeping pills that the doctor prescribed.
But yeah, doctor prescribed. And it was a new sleeping pill that the doctor prescribed.
Yeah, I'm going to knock myself out and have a good night's sleep. Right. And I was like, you go for it. You deserve it. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
So that
backstory is important.
And now my leg wakes me up, even though that pill had knocked me, you know, that definitely a good pill.
He was out.
But that's the pain in my leg. It was like, this cramp. Have you ever, you've had that, right?
I've had Charlie horses.
Where your toes,
I've never
your
tried
toes
to walk on
and everything.
Them.
And so I was like, ow. And I thought, maybe if I, you know, got to stand up. I got to go to the bathroom anyway. It's middle of the night probably. So I stand up. And I told you, I stood up, and then I wasn't sure where I was.
Because you had been, traveling.
I've been traveling. So I kind of, I stopped, I paused for a second to kind of get my, and then I went down on that foot. And when I went down on that Charlie horse cramped foot, it gave out, just like completely gave out.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell into the shower, glass shower.
But you had to stumble to get to the.
Yeah, I'd like, well, yeah, that's just, I mean, but it. Tripped over my foot once you kind of go down.
Yeah, so he falls into the shower. In the meantime, it's like 6:15. I'm 6 or 6:15. I'm in our garage, which is immediately below the bathroom where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like immediately below it. And I'm throwing away some trash and I hear this just boom. And I was like, "What? Did one of the cats just what just happened?"
It was like a bomb went off. It was boom. And
yeah,
that glass,
boom,
that
boom.
Glass went into like a million pieces.
So I like, I cautiously, I'm like, well, if it wasn't him, I don't want to wake him up. He just had a horrible travel day. I'm like, babe. And I'm like slowly walking up the stairs, not sure what I'm going to find. Babe. And I hear, oh, God. And then I like bust it. And then I see just glass surrounding Steve. And my mind goes, oh, my God, what?
I'm like half in the shower and half out.
I thought maybe you had sleepwalked thinking you were going to take a shower. And like, I'm like, where is glass? Like, is he like, has glass gone into him?
That's what I thought, too. I froze. One of the reasons I froze and didn't even want to move because I thought, I don't know if this, I've fallen through this glass. Because I've seen pictures of people falling through glass doors. And like our friend, remember Greg went through a glass door.
Like
massive stitches. And so I was like.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking.
Like, I just paused. I just laid there and froze.
Hoping I was home.
Hoping you were home. Because I didn't even know if you were home. I didn't know what time it was or anything.
Yeah.
And so I was laying there, and then finally I heard you. I was like, oh, turn on the light, turn on the...
Oh, God.
And I was like, okay, if my...
And I'm like, don't move.
And I just said to her, am I stuck on it? Am I impaled? Because I didn't have any idea. It just happened so quick.
And I'm like, I don't think so. So I'm going to go get the broom and dustpan. Because you were like in your like underwear.
Yeah.
You were in your little tidy greenies because they weren't white. You know, he doesn't wear tidy whities. He wears tidy greenies.
And blues and redsies.
Right. And I'm like, season. Don't move. I need to go get the dustpan because... You got to get all the glass up because you, like, if you were to step on a piece of glass, like, then all of a sudden your foot. But at that point, I could see there was no blood anywhere. You were okay.
Right.
So I ran downstairs. I got the thing. I started sweeping. And I got it enough where you could stand up. You stood up and I'm like, oh, your arm is bleeding. But it was just like a little scrape.
A little scrape. It wasn't even a gouge. It's just a little.
After, oops.
Yeah. After all that.
So we get you back. I was like, here, let's get you wiped off as much as possible.
You were like wiping glass off of me.
I'm like, I don't know the best way to do this.
I have no idea.
I'm like, okay.
What if you brush it and it cuts me because it's...
And what if it cuts me? I know. I don't even know. And then like, I'm like, okay, let me sweep the rest of this up. And I turn around and you had crawled back into bed. And I'm like, all right, I got it. Don't worry. I got this.
Well, I cut in my head. It's like...
This sucks.
Yeah, but I was still kind of under the influence
of... Oh, wait,
the sleep. No, I had to pee.
Yes, that's right.
That was first. Where are you going? I go, I have to pee.
I was sweeping, and you're like, I got to pee. And I'm like, what? Okay, let's make room. And you're like, that's why I got up. And I'm like, oh, my God. So you went pee, and then all of a sudden I turn around, and as soon as you got done peeing, you went straight to bed, and I'm like... I got this.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's a Monday morning. I got work that's going to hit me in the face soon, but okay, I got this.
Drugged, though. That pill was strong.
That was part of it, too. Please don't ever take those again.
And so that was the other. And then when I woke up later, I realized I had glass in my hair. It was glass.
I'm sure I didn't get it all.
In the bed. And then when I went to take a shower... To take off my underwear.
There was glass in your
fell
underwear.
Fell out. I was like, I went back to bed and slept for like three hours or more.
That's probably okay because you don't move a lot in your sleep.
No. But that was one of those.
But you did while I was sweeping after you'd gone to bed and you're like, thanks for doing this. I was like, yeah, you're welcome. That did make me feel better because the first time I was like, is he even going to remember that I did this for him? Because I used to be a sleepwalker, and my mom used to be a sleepwalker, and like so things happen, and you don't remember
them.
Did
you grow out of being? Because you.
I'm
never,
guessing I just talk now.
You do talk in your sleep. We've talked about it on here, but you've never.
No, like as a kid, I would like wake up in the middle of the living room and be like, "Why am I here?"
But you didn't ever like walk down the street or something, or
my mom says I did. I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah, but it was like they were still awake.
Uh-huh.
And as a kid, you go to sleep earlier. So I would like walk out the front door thinking I was going to the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
But that was a long, long time ago. And I've never had any reports of me doing that again.
I want to see that at least once, though.
Don't wake up a sleepwalker.
You don't?
Isn't that what they say?
I've heard that, but I don't
know. It could like startle them into like heart,
like
abnormality,
a heart attack?
Abnormalities. Huh. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to kill you.
Don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you while you're sleepwalking.
Yeah, I hope. I don't recall doing it in a long time. The last time I remember like getting up and like I'd wake up with my hands on the bed and my feet on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like pounding on a table with my hands. Like I was like a lawyer or something.
And how old were you at this time?
I was like 27.
27?
25. It was in my mid-20s, yeah. But I woke up. I didn't walk anywhere.
Huh. Did your mom ever tell you or your dad ever tell you about any weirdness that you did sleepwalking other than just walking?
I walked down the street. Yeah, I walked out the front door and down the street because my mother knew you shouldn't wake up a sleepwalker.
You just kind of
guide them and keep them safe and then try and like steer them.
Uh-huh.
I probably got to the end of our driveway, which wasn't very far, onto the road. And they like
kind of said, no, turn around.
Yeah, turn around, Janet, turn around. Yeah.
Does anybody else in your family do that stuff? Your mom did? Your mom did? Does she do it now, or that one, she grew
out
of it?
No, I think she grew out of it, yeah. Yeah. My grandma used to talk in her sleep. We shared a bedroom when I would stay the night with her, because my brother would also stay the night with her, and it just made more sense for me to sleep in grandma's room. Twin beds. And then my brother would sleep in the boy room. And I remember waking up and she would be talking. And I'm sure I did the same thing.
No, you do it now.
Yeah.
I've told you that. You do it. You definitely, yeah. You talk in full sentences, carry on conversations.
My mom grinds her teeth when she sleeps, and that's, I get that. Yeah. I don't. Keep an eye on me. Mm. 7 years in, or 6.5 years in, you just found this out?
Yeah, well, I knew that, but the talking, I didn't know you were at one point going to walk down to the kitchen, get a knife, and come back and try to kill me in my sleep.
I don't think I'm a violent soul. Like, there's nothing about me that's violent. Like, when I go to kill an insect, I feel bad right before.
You do?
Yes. Yeah.
But it doesn't stop you, though. You just feel bad. So, the same thing. You'd go to the kitchen, get a knife, come back, you'd hesitate for a second.
Babe, we're fine. Okay. I'm not going to kill you.
All right.
Dear Lord.
All right.
When you said something big happened to you this week,
yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the whole, like, Chad Steve taking over Denver.
Oh, that thing. Well, that's pretty.
That's kind of a big deal
that's
to
kind
me,
of a big
anyway.
Deal. That is a big deal. people that, how could I set this up? YouTubers probably know Chad. And
he is
sure,
the unapologetic gentleman.
Yeah,
right?
unapologetically Southern.
That's right.
And his Facebook videos, like millions of views. And Chad and I have been friends now for a while, but we decided that we're going to try to do a tour together. So we booked 3 shows in Denver, March 5, 6, and 7.
It's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. And one of them is a 3 o'clock matinee, which shocked me.
Okay. The reason it shocked you is because it's a Sunday night, and that is the perfect time for us corporate people to go out, have some fun, and get home in time to kick Monday in the balls.
And you know what's funny? Wendy, the owner of the comedy club, texted me a while ago and said that the Sunday show was selling better than the other two shows.
I can imagine. Yeah. You've seen me. I'm much more energetic on a Sunday afternoon evening than I am on Monday, Tuesday.
I just don't know who comes to a, you know, I'm so used to comedy clubs.
All my friends that are going on Sunday.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? Comedy clubs, you always think that's at night. You go out and have cocktails, have some, you know, you're ready to laugh at the nighttime in the darkness. Have fun.
We have brunch on Sundays at 11.
Right.
So by 3, you are like, wee.
But brunches aren't going to a comedy club, you know?
Yeah, but you can have cocktails by the time that happens.
I guess so. I feel like that's one of those Ringling Brother, Barnum & Bailey, Disney on Ice, 3 o'clock family things, you know?
But
not a comedy
show.
They
sell wine and beer at Disney on Ice. I saw that on Life in Pieces today.
They do?
Yeah. Did you watch that show?
No.
Oh. I was watching it as I was meal prepping for the week, and the parents were trying to sneak wine in, and she had a wine bra, but she didn't test it before.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you could see it. So then they had their, like, 13-year-old daughter put it on, and she couldn't handle the pressure. So then they had the dad put it on.
Uh-huh.
He got in successfully, but then it started leaking.
His boobs were leaking?
Because they didn't want to pay full price for
alcohol
at a Disney on Ice show. Because it's Pepsi Center. Think Pepsi Center drinks. Their sodas are what?
$9, $10.
$5.
$12 for a beer.
$6. And they're when it comes to alcohol, it's like $12 for a beer.
I don't understand why places do that. I know they're trying to make money and they have to make money. But it just seems like if your prices were slightly lower, you might sell more. You know, like every kid gets 2 Cokes instead of we're only buying 1 Coke and you kids are splitting it. You know what I mean?
But things change. And things get more expensive.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I
got some exciting news today about things changing that you might like.
What's that?
Pop-Tarts may not just be for breakfast anymore.
What?
Yes.
Are they going to do like ham and cheese Pop-Tarts?
So Pop-Tarts, Kellogg's, who makes Pop-Tarts, is giving the public a taste of some unique flavor combinations featuring the morning time treat by transforming its New York eatery into a Pop-Tarts cafe this week. Yes. Some of the menu items include a personal Pop-Tart pizza, a chili Pop-Tart and fries, and tarty tacos. Visitors to the Times Square restaurant can also have samples of milkshakes made from the pastry. Why are we not in New York? So if you're in New York, you got to check out the Pop-Tart Cafe, and then maybe if they have success, they'll start like distributing these.
Yeah, but now didn't I post a thing on the internet a while back about here's my $1 million idea of toaster tacos or something like that? Did you remember seeing that?
No.
People were like, oh, that'd be the greatest idea. And somebody went, they already have them. It's called toaster strudel. And I go, no, this is a taco. It's not a strudel. And then I just heard you say,
oh, I'm sorry.
Pop-Tart taco.
Well, I didn't see your post. Maybe they didn't either.
Man.
Sorry.
Toaster tacos. It was like this little thing. I had this whole idea. It'd be taco meat and cheese and like a little tortilla. You drop in a, you know.
Yeah, like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, like a Pop-Tart thing.
Oops. Oh. Damn it. So how about your drone? How's your drone coming along? Are you ready to fly it?
Like, I am so ready to fly my
drone.
Are
you sure?
Have
you like tried to like lift off in the basement?
No, because I don't want it to accidentally come up too fast and fly.
See, that's my problem.
What?
If you don't have enough control to know that you won't hit the basement ceiling.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're ready to take it out into the world?
Because there's a lot more space out in the world. If I shoot up 12 feet real fast, it's not going to hit a ceiling.
Did you watch Flight of the Navigator?
No.
Oh, my God.
What?
I loved that movie. So it was about this little boy that ended up on this spaceship. And, like, he was driving it. And he, like, made it go all the way up to, like, the top of, like, the wherever the atmosphere is. It was in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1985.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what I just envisioned.
That I would just shoot it up into outer space and it would never come
back?
But
yeah, like you would like go and it would like go way up where the clouds
are. I have a little more faith in myself than that. I've played with the simulator.
I don't know. So several years ago, we got a helicopter for one of the kids, like one of their toys, and you guys broke it within 5 minutes.
I didn't. They took it outside and sent it, and it went out of range and then crashed.
Right.
And that's...
So that's a drone update.
Yeah. But your drone, did we talk about it on here, have we? Yeah, my Christmas drone.
It was Christmas.
Christmas, yeah, that's... And I still haven't flown it yet because of winter and...
There's been a lot of drone problems, and you've been busy.
And we keep getting things from our neighborhood.
Our neighborhood email chain that says, if you see a drone,
drone in your backyard.
Well, I got another story to share with you.
Okay.
There's a lot of drone problems because they're super popular.
I know they're worried about flying into airports and stuff like that, airplanes.
So in Cheyenne, Wyoming, add this to a long list of drone issues. A recent drone frightened 1,500 elk into stampeding at a time of year when too much stress can be deadly for elk. The winter already is one for the books in western Wyoming. More than twice as much snowfall than usual has fallen in many areas, and more than 3 feet has accumulated at National Elk Refuge in the scenic valley of Jackson Hole. And typically, the National Elk Refuge provides a winter haven for elk, but last Monday, David Smart, 45, of Washington, D.C., got a $280 ticket for allegedly launching a drone from a highway pullout and flying it over hundreds of elk resting there. The device caused the elk to stampede half a mile through the snow. Smart was trying to film the animals and afterward was apologetic. But, wow. It can be up to a $5,000 fine.
Did he kill any of them? Because it says, at a time of year, which can be very bad for elk.
So it's a crucial time of year for these animals. They don't need to be burning up additional energy stores unnecessarily. Wyoming has several laws and regulations against harassing wildlife. I don't think any of them died.
Oh, good. Then the story is okay in my book, then.
But it was close. Whew, close call. So be careful with your drones.
Why haven't you flown it yet? Why haven't, I've been gone, why didn't you take it out while I've been out on the road?
I've got my engagement ring that I like to polish. That was my Christmas gift. You can play with your drone. I bought it for you.
And if I have one more person go, well, now that you have the ring, when are you setting the date?
Oh my gosh, now we had a dinner ring, with our family last night.
When are you going to set the date?
And the last time we had seen them was Christmas Eve when we announced our engagement. And maybe we shouldn't have announced it. Because, even, your ex-wife, who we're friends with, she's cool. Love Sandy. I love her. L-O-V-E. Uh-huh. Ex-wife, sends
but
people
into. But she's pushing me.
She's like, so do you have a date set? And I'm like, what? This is the first weekend he's been home.
Yeah, just do it. It's not like you haven't done it before.
She's like, well, we'll just plan it and tell him where to show up. Because I have that kind of budget. You know, what? Money doesn't grow on trees. You don't say you're engaged and get a money tree in your backyard. There's planning, and I want you to be on board, and I don't want it to be a big thing.
Well, then you don't have to worry about money if it's not a big thing.
Yeah, but I wasn't prepared to tell them that.
Oh.
Because they kind of want it to be a thing. Well, and that's family.
You think it's odd that my ex wants us to get married in her backyard?
No, I didn't. I went to her wedding there. I'm good. I guess if we ended up having a ceremony, it would probably be in our backyard or their backyard. Their backyard's much nicer.
Ours is nice, just small.
It's small.
Very small.
Yeah. And all of our neighbors could be watching. I hate our backyard for that. I feel like anytime I go out to feed the fish, I'm like, everyone's looking at me. Because there's a bit of a slope and
houses
can
are
look
higher
in
than
our backyard.
Us.
I could never go tanning without a bathing suit in our backyard because people could see me.
Well, you're not supposed to do that anyway, are you?
People do it all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was against the law. That's public indecency.
You're in your own backyard.
What if the people can see you?
Well, then you shouldn't do it. I don't know.
You don't do that kind of stuff anyway.
I don't.
That's so not even you. That's not even in your quiver of arrows that you would go, I am going to sunbathe naked today.
No, I'm very conservative. Excuse me. Did you hear that?
Did you burp?
I think a little bit of air escaped my lungs.
Well, another thing I want to know about you today is, how is it that every time we go to Target, it's $200? How did we?
You didn't prepare me for this question. Do I buy things that aren't necessary?
No, it's just that our grocery shopping, it's what?
There's two of us.
It's what? And you're like, maybe I just better stop buying organic, or maybe I shouldn't buy local. Is that what it is? It's the.
Today's adventure at the Target was because we bought a lot of meat.
You think that was the pricey
stuff? Yeah. Meat is more expensive.
Oh, you get the expensive cuts of meat instead of getting this is 40% meat and tart.
No, you don't eat steak, so that's where you get the expensive. But no, I bought chicken thighs, which are usually cheaper. Mm-hmm. I bought some ground turkey, but it all adds up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And then they didn't have a rotisserie chicken. They were sold out. So Janet said, we need to run over to King Supers and get a rotisserie chicken. And I want to pick up some daffodils.
Because they had some daffodils.
From the King Supers. And I go, okay, that sounds good. Chicken and daffodils.
That's all we needed.
And how much was it? $78?
Well, then we're like, look at these fruits that they don't have at our typical Target Walmart. Oh, let's get these. Oh, Janet's hungry for sushi. Let's get some sushi for lunch.
Pick up some sushi. Look at these crackers. These are my favorite kind of crackers. What?
The only reason we got the crackers is because I was like, hey, do you want some hummus? And you're like, yeah. And then there was a lady doing some taste testing. And you're like, let me go taste test. Okay, you go taste test.
You know those people that stand up there and let you do demonstrations
and you're
and taste.
Hey, babe.
Look at these crackers she's serving with her hummus.
And I'm like, crap, those are the crackers I had when I made the bottles of wine. And, they're amazing. So, yeah, let's get a couple boxes of those. Oh, there's some mozzarella cheese.
Fresh
let's
mozzarella would be good.
Mozzarella
and
tomato.
You want to get some tomatoes to go with the mozzarella? Yeah.
And, we go to check out, and it was $77. I'm like, how does this happen?
Chicken and daffodils.
Chicken and daffodils. I know. I have a problem. Next weekend, we should only need to buy carbonated water.
Why is that? Because we have everything?
I do that every other weekend, and it's next weekend. And maybe cat litter.
But they're sold out of the carbonated water you like.
They are. I don't know what. It's the Target brand.
Well, how are they always sold out? How could they sell out to everybody but you?
It's probably the time when I go, because I typically go the same time. Maybe if I set my alarm for 6 a.m. on Saturday or Sunday morning,
jumped
I could,
up
like,
and
go.
Do you ever ask a manager, like, what day do you get your shipment of this? What is the name of the brand you like?
I don't know. It's the Target brand. It's like Market Pantry or something.
But whatever. What time of day do you get your delivery of this water? So I will know to be standing in line like Rolling Stone tickets.
Yeah. For their ginger peach. I love their ginger peach. And like their Market Pantry water, carbonated water has been on sale for the last month. So every time I go in, there's like 2 to 3 boxes of blueberry flavor. I'm like,
because nobody drinks
that.
Why is it on sale? Maybe they're getting rid of it?
Stop.
Maybe that's why it's been on sale for, say, a month or two?
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to clear out the warehouse and be done with that brand.
That happened to me a few months ago. Like I used to buy it in like an 8-pack box. And then, like, I went to go buy it, and they didn't have it. Like, there was not even a place on the shelf for it. So then I went to another Target, same thing. And then I went to another I went to 4 Targets, and I'm like, what's going on? So I tweeted, at Target, what happened to the Market Pantry carbonated water? And they immediately responded.
They did?
Here, it's available in stores only. I've gone to 4 Targets, it's not there. And they didn't respond again. Fast forward a couple weeks. It was back on the shelves, repackaged to now be, instead of an 8-pack, it's a 12-pack. And I'm like, that's all you had to tell me.
Well, maybe
but obviously, they didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same thing with this water now. Maybe they're going to either get rid of it or it's going to turn into something
else. I can always
else.
Do the lacrosse. I always feel like I'm hawking a loogie, but lacrosse. I like their grapefruit. Their grapefruit brand or flavor. But I spend a little bit more. It's like 20 cents more for 4 fewer cans.
You know, water comes out of the tap.
Not the carbonated kind.
Water comes out of the tap.
So I just realized something within the last few weeks. I love carbonation. For the longest time, I thought my love of Diet Coke was the caffeine.
No.
No. I love carbonation. So I was able to like... Yeah, there was a caffeine addiction.
Are you going to back up and explain?
What?
Why you love carbonation? How'd you figure this out?
Well, that's presently. I just found that out in the last couple of weeks. So let me tell you this story.
Okay.
So, like, I grew up only being able to have one soda a day. Then when I became...
That's called healthy choice.
Yes. And then when I became an independent adult, I'm, like, popping the sodas like crazy. Well... Then fast forward to I just graduated college. I moved in with my grandma because that was fun and free. And I loved spending time with my grandma. And she would buy me Diet Dr. Pepper every week. Well, one time she accidentally bought the caffeine-free kind. And I'm like, that's no big deal. I'll just drink caffeine-free diet. Oh, my God, the headaches. The headaches.
Because you didn't get the caffeine.
Oh, my gosh. So then I realized there was a caffeine addiction. So I weaned myself off, and I was drinking like 1 or 2 Diet Cokes. Well, then I moved to Colorado and got in corporate land, corporate America, and I was drinking like a 12-pack of Diet Coke just to survive. And then I'm like, this is – all those stories started coming out where the Diet Coke's going to kill you. The Diet Coke's going to kill you. You shared a couple of them on my wall on Facebook and probably MySpace because it was so long ago.
And the fake sweetener was faking out your body.
So I'm like, crap. I got to do something. So then I saw an article where if you like – alternate soda, carbonated water, soda, carbonated water.
Might help your addiction.
Yeah, it would help pull you off the addiction. And I asked my doctor. I said, so I'm doing this carbonated water thing to try and get myself off of soda. Is carbonated water okay for me? And she's like, yeah, I see no reason why it's not anything different than just regular water. You have to look. Some carbonated water has more sodium than others.
Yeah.
So I like was alternating. And then I was able to wean myself off of Diet Coke. But I love carbonation. I try to drink regular water. I can't do that. I have to add mint flavoring because I have to like make my mouth think it's exciting.
But your body needs water.
Right.
Just water.
But carbonated water is just as equal as regular water, according to my doctor.
All right.
As long as you're not getting one that has loads of sodium. Yeah. And then, like, I was out, and I'm like, oh, I want a glass of Prosecco. And then I went to my friend's wine shop where she makes wine, and I liked this other wine.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. It was, like, Buffalo something. And then she's like, oh, we just started making it carbonated. And I was like,
carbonated wine?
So I tried it, and I'm like, this is, like, 10 times better to me than the flat one. And it's the same exact wine, except it has carbonation. And at that point, I'm like, I love carbonation. Carbonation in my green beans, I'll probably be super excited about green beans.
Are you drinking just carbonated water now? Like just plain carbonation?
Oh, yeah. So at my newer job, they have a soda fountain. And they don't have like flavored carbonated water, but you can do the soda, just plain soda. And I will take that any day over regular water.
I'm going to have to Google, find out if this is healthy or not. I'm starting to feel like this just might not be a lot of it just doesn't sound. I mean, if people listening have to go, I don't know if just carbonation is good.
I love carbonation. I just want to be able to fly.
Now, natural carbonation is one thing.
Yeah, the mineral waters.
Mineral waters that have the bubbles and the, you know.
But that stuff's expensive.
It's not like you've been cutting back at Target.
I'm sorry, babe. I told you, every time we go to Target, you do not have to pay with your red card.
I'm kidding. Yeah, see, here's what we do. Because I have the Target card, and if you use the Target card, you get 5% discount.
But I have the Cartwheel.
And so, yeah, that was the other thing we figured out today. Cartwheel does not save you money. It does not.
It tricks you into buying more than you need.
It tricks you into thinking you're saving money. She's like, oh, I'm saving $2. But you didn't come in for that. But I'm saving $2. Right. No, you're spending $10.
I only wanted one thing of Diet Coke, but I got two because it's 25% off.
If you get two.
No, it was just 25% off. Okay. And I'm like, ooh, that's like 50% off of two. My math is jacked.
Yeah. I don't know if guys have the same kind of math, because I've heard this before.
I don't think you guys care.
We're like, you know, I bought this dress and it was 50% off. So with the money I saved, I bought these earrings, and the earrings were $4 off. So with the $4 I had left, I bought a latte. See, you saved no money at all. When the fact was, originally, you could have saved money.
Right. I don't think that way. But these are things I will use. Okay, I just said I weaned myself off of Diet Coke and said I bought Diet Coke. The only time I drink Diet Coke is when I have Malibu rum, and I don't do that very often.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I run out of Malibu rum all the time, and I go, oh, crap.
When you told me the other night, and it shocked me, I really was surprised when you said, I'm trying not to do adult beverages on work nights.
Yeah.
Really? Because I thought you like to come home from work, have one drink.
I find good chill time is just coming home and getting in bed. I don't need an adult beverage. Yes. But when I have an adult beverage and then I come home after a work night, I have an adult beverage and then I go to sleep, I tend to be a bit groggier in the morning, even if it's just one.
Well, I was surprised.
I think it means I'm getting old.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks.
We got cows. I was surprised that with the liquor store today, how many rums there were.
There's a lot of rums, but I
was really surprised.
Malibu.
You walked away and you came back and go, I lost you? I go, yeah, I'm looking at all these.
I lose them in Target. Like, I look back and I'm like, well, he'll catch up with me eventually.
I don't drink, so I don't go to liquor stores. And I don't, you know, but I remember going to a liquor store 20 years ago or whatever. And it would be like, there's four brands of whiskey, and there's Myers rum and Bacardi rum and one cheap one that'll give you a headache. And now it's just like there's 40, 50 versions of every alcohol, you know? Like, it used to be just Jim Beam. Jim Beam used to be whiskey, like cheap whiskey, and, you know, or affordable. Yeah. I'll say cheap, affordable. And, like, today I was looking at Jim Beam. There's Jim Beam, Jim Beam Ghost, Jim Beam Honey, Jim Beam Fire, Jim Beam
Black.
Like,
yeah.
Jim Beam. Like, when did this happen? Like, everybody has to have four or five versions of things, and
people like a variety.
And brands that I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's just like you can't just sell water. You have to sell carbonated water. And you have to sell carbonated water with orange flavoring.
Yeah, but I said to you, I go, why don't you try this brand? And you're like, no, I know what I like. So how do people if you don't ever once in a while try something new, how do you
know? I have.
Yeah?
I have tried. I've brought, like, bubblegum vodka home. I just know my Malibu. I know I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not crazy calorie-wise. And I know it doesn't get me smashed after one drink.
So you're afraid I'm some of these other brands that you've never heard of might be too strong
might be
for
higher
you?
Or higher volume of alcohol.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you look at the label and go, it says 47% by or whatever.
I don't know what Malibu is, but it's not much. You made a reference to cows, and then we didn't talk about what that was.
We got cows.
So that's from a movie.
It is. And today, well,
today
we're
very was
sad.
A super sad day.
Super
like,
sad
I woke
day.
Up and all of a sudden my phone went bzzz. And I went, oh!
Bill Pullman died.
I think it was Paxton.
It was. See,
we saw.
I was shocked. I was really shocked.
Yes.
That
61.
61.
He will be missed.
And it was from complications from a surgery.
Open heart surgery.
Yeah. So it's one of those things you don't expect for it to happen, and then it does, and you're totally shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Because heart surgery, to me, is one of those things that's almost commonplace now. It's one of those...
Well, spoiler alert.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert. Uh-huh. If you're a Nashville fan and haven't watched last week's Nashville, don't listen for like the next 10 seconds. Raina James died and she was doing great.
Yeah, she was almost in like total recovery.
It was like, well, I don't understand. So like, you never know what's going to happen. You have to be thankful for every day, every moment. And I know Raina James is a television show, but it does happen.
Well, Bill Pullman was one of my...
I loved
Paxton.
Him.
Paxton, sorry. Bill. We got confused. We looked it up because somebody else said, I heard Bill Pullman. No, like, no, it's Paxton. He was one of my favorite actors. Seriously, one of my favorite
really?
Actors.
Really? Me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was one of the people I could always recognize.
Yeah, and any movie he did was good. Like, Titanic. He was great in Titanic. Tombstone, which is one of my favorite westerns. He was in Tombstone. You love...
He was in Titanic?
Yeah.
What did he play in Titanic?
He's the one that discovered the necklace. He's the guy that ran the submarine. The whole.
Oh, that's right.
He helped the older lady.
I was not
tell...
a Titanic fan. I only watched it like twice.
Oh.
But I was a Twister fan.
Yeah.
Love Twister.
He was in Twister. He was in Terminator. He, you know, he was.
He had a crazy career.
Yeah.
Crazy, awesome career. So today he died. And today nearly 200 storm chasers paid tribute to him. By spelling out his initials using GPS coordinates on a map depicting the heart of Tornado Alley.
Really?
It's so sweet. So sweet. Because Twister was so awesome. Yep.
Twister was...
And Twister inspired a generation of storm chasers.
Yeah, it did. It really did. I remember when I saw the movie at the theater, it was so
bragging.
Exciting.
Because oh, I can of only imagine.
The sound and the graphics, because that was one of the earliest movies to really do computer graphics the way it did.
And this stretched across these letters, his name, BP, stretched across Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
And it still looks that perfect?
I don't know if it does currently, but it happened today.
That aerial shot or whatever, that computer shot, was that a screen?
Yeah.
Look how perfect the B and the P is.
Yeah, it's
to go
pretty
across
amazing.
Several states.
I'll save this photo and you could probably...
I'll use that on the art for the podcast.
So that was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite lines from that movie, and I don't even know why. We watched the clip today and I'm like, I don't know why. It just stuck, we got cows. And it's not even his line. But... I don't know. Growing up in Southwest Missouri, we had tornado warnings frequently. We never had a tornado in my town that
but
I'm aware of.
But you had the sirens or something?
Yeah, and we'd get woken up. We didn't have a basement, so we went into the hallway because that was the most central part of the house, right next to the hot water heater. And as I got older, I start to question that decision. But our bathtub, we only had one bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Our bathtub was on the outside wall, so we couldn't climb into there because, you know.
The outside wall might get pulled down.
Yeah. But there was one month, like every freaking Saturday night / Sunday morning. Yes. And we had to get in. And like, I went to school for radio broadcasting. And when I got out of school and I started working at a radio station, I worked overnight weekends. And then I also did a 6 p.m. to midnight shift on Sunday nights. And there was a month, 4 weeks in a row.
Where you had to be the voice of
Yeah, of and the then hurricane? You grow up. Tornado.
I mean, tornado.
When you grow up hearing this one radio station, it's KTTS 94.7 FM, and they had their tornado little siren when uh-huh. there was a tornado warning in any like part of the listening
that
area.
That community depended on that.
Oh, my God.
So now it was on your shoulders?
I was like 4 weeks in a row. And I remember one time after the tornado warning had passed, it was like 2 a.m. I didn't get to leave till like 2 a.m. I'm in my car driving back to grandma's because that's where I lived. And it was like 45 minutes. And it was like nowhere, middle of nowhere. There was lots of like no lights.
Nothing, nowhere.
And there was just like lightning shows after lightning shows. It was crazy.
And then the alien spaceship showed up and pulled you up into the spaceship.
So growing up in that area where tornadoes happen so frequently, you kind of have a bit of a curiosity about it.
Uh-huh.
And I never saw one.
So that movie really appealed to you because of that.
Oh, yeah.
How many times do you think you've watched the movie?
Probably 20 times.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to be Helen Hunt.
You didn't want to be his girlfriend, the dark-haired girlfriend?
They got dumped in the end? No. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Sorry, I didn't mean to spoiler alert a movie that's 21 years old.
It's spoiler alert. Old.
In case you've never seen it on cable or rented it or... Spoiler alert.
It was a great movie. And who else was in it? Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And yeah. Now they're both gone.
Sad times. Mm. Yeah, so
we're gonna end a podcast on a sad note.
Oh well, you got what we got going up.
No, it's just a sad
That's
note.
That's it. I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to be thankful for every single day and love each other.
You know what I'm thankful for? Getting on insurance. Now that everybody's getting sick and pulling this crap.
And Steve is my what is it?
What?
Common law. My common law husband.
No, it's not.
We had to sign that affidavit.
No, it's a domestic partner.
But no, we had to sign the common law paper.
It's bullshit.
I know. But he's on my insurance, and it makes me feel a whole hell of a lot better. I'm like, you go get this. You go get that.
So we don't even have to have a ceremony yet, right? We don't have to do a... I'm so glad you brought that up. We don't actually have to go waste money on
it. Do you know how trashy common law makes me feel?
What?
I hate the word common law. It just takes me back to like Trailer Park in Missouri. Bubba and Bubette.
Well, you're the one that said, I would have said domestic partner, but you had to go straight for the common law, straight for the common law.
They made us sign that affidavit.
I know.
We would probably have to get a divorce right now. Well, actually, we would. If you and I broke up right this moment.
Uh-huh.
And in order to get you off of my insurance.
You would be that mean to me?
No, I probably wouldn't. So you could break up with me and you'd be on my insurance for like ever until you find someone else.
Until I turn 26.
65. When does the government insurance kick in? And then I hear it's not great anymore.
No, you have to have like supplemental insurance, all that stuff I hear.
Yeah.
Like from my mom, I'm hearing that stuff. Like,
and my grandma.
Medicare covers this, but they don't cover that. So you need a supplemental plan for.
My grandma had that. She had Medicare and then she had AARP. And she rarely had to pay anything out of pocket.
Oh, before we go, and this is yet Brittany. Oh, well, back up. I bought a TV to have to the podcast studio.
What size is this?
This is a 32-inch HD TV that I got so we could throw stories up and we could both look at it.
But we've got some kinks to work out. We have to understand it a little better.
So far, I've only been able to figure out how to throw the recording computer to the screen. But Janet has thrown a video to the screen.
I can watch YouTube, not listen to it, but watch YouTube the whole time we're podcasting.
And it's Britney Spears. She has a Britney Spears video.
But it could have. It was all you up until now.
Oh, I know, but where I'm going with this is you are going to go see Britney soon, right?
I am, March 25th.
And you're excited about this,
right? I am so excited.
You've seen her before, though, right?
It was 2000, and it was in St. Louis, and I was like way back in the nosebleeds, and I could barely see her, mm-hmm. and she maybe had 1.5 albums out, maybe two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this will be a whole new... You're
and
going for the Vegas.
Vegas
experience of Britney.
Yeah.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love her.
Why?
I don't know. I think she was the very first person that I liked outside of country. I remember it being 1999. Uh-huh. I came home from working at a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
It was like 11 o'clock at night. My
and
brother,
you heard a Britney
my brother,
song?
I'm not done.
Oh, okay, sorry.
My brother was sitting on the couch, and this like video show popped up, which we didn't have cable, so it was like odd to see music videos. Yeah. We never got to see them, and I was like, who is this Baby One More Time? I'm like, this is a fun song. And then, like, I started listening to Top 40 radio. I turned it from country because I wanted to hear the Baby One More Time song. And, like, all of a sudden, it, like, opened my eyes to all this music.
And you just turned into Britney. You actually were her for a while, weren't you?
What do you mean?
Didn't you go through a period where you were very much into,
like
your hair and your clothes, and you went through a Britney period, right?
And then she shaved it, and I went, oh, oops, I'm done. Yeah.
Because you've seen some pictures. I've seen some pictures you showed me. You're like, I'm embarrassed by this now.
Yeah. I still have a t-shirt somewhere that says, it's Britney in black and gold.
That you made or got?
No, you could buy it back then.
Oh.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Still?
I think so.
What have you heard about the show? Is it going to be as good, or has she got back? Remember,
no,
the,
her
she
show
came back,
like,
it was very robotic in her dancing, and it was almost like walking. Remember that?
I follow her on Instagram, and she's like an amazing workout routine. I think she's loosened up quite a bit.
But she's actually back.
Yeah. And she's been doing it every night for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, not every night, but like a lot. I think she's, I feel like there's still a bit of a, she's not a normal human. You know?
She is not a normal human. You heard that here, ladies and gentlemen. Britney Spears is not a normal human.
I'm excited to see her. And it's the weekend after I go see Miranda Lambert in Minneapolis.
And then we're going to go see Eric Church for $1,000 in Nashville.
But that's in May.
We could have gone to
Hawaii. I know. Lesson learned. But it's in Nashville. We love Nashville. It'll be fun.
It better be.
You're only having to pay for your flight.
Huh?
I paid for the tickets. I'm paying for the hotel room. All you have to...
I thought we were splitting the hotel room.
No. All you...
I can't make you do that.
Yes,
no.
It's fine. Yes,
no.
It's fine. It's
I'm
because I'm
you
dragging
this,
you. We're renting a... It's one of those like Airbnb type things where we're renting a house. With three other couples
mm-hmm.
that you don't even know.
I don't even know these people.
And yeah, it's fine. And you're not even a huge Eric Church
fan. I'm not
even
a huge Eric Church
fan.
But
I think this type of show would probably be one you're interested in because he doesn't have an opener. It's just Eric Church for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God. So there's not anybody that might be better?
Wow.
I'm kidding.
But yes. It has become a much more expensive trip than I had anticipated when I bought the tickets.
It always is. I mean, when people always say, we're going out of town to see such and such. It's not like you bought a ticket and you're driving over to the theater
yeah.
here. People don't take that in mind. By the time you get a hotel room, rent mm-hmm. a car, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. all that stuff. It's like,
I get to see Eric Church in April in Denver.
I know.
All by myself.
We could have gone to Hawaii.
I know. But I love Nashville. Like, if there were any other place that I could live, I would pick Nashville.
I felt that way in the 90s, but when Nashville turned into what it is now, I haven't been in such, we've been, what,
once.
4 or 5 years now?
Yeah.
And so, you know, people that
you
I talked
like
to.
You didn't like it there?
No, I did. I liked it, but not like it is now, because I don't feel that it has the same vibe. It's not like, it's not that country town to me where any bar you went to, you might see, you know, now it's going to be that newer country.
Well, and the weekend we go, there's a big jazz fest. It's not even country.
Not even country. All right.
But it'll be an adventure. We'll have stuff to vlog about. And I've already talked to my friend that was kind of like organizing this. I was like, you know, we're probably not going to want to spend every moment with everyone that's on this trip. And she's like, oh, no, let's just all agree to have dinner the night of Eric and we'll go to Eric together. I'm like, that sounds good. I was like, Steve has friends in Nashville. I have friends in Nashville from Branson. We're going to have people to see, things to do.
Okay, so we won't have to be hanging out with a lot of people.
No, that's why we rented our own car.
Okay, good.
I know them, but you don't.
Right. No, I've met them. Met one of the
Once.
So, yeah, once.
One of my closest friends, and you've met them once.
I know, I met Amanda. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been at their house a couple times. I've been to parties.
Like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
But they're not like your close friends.
No. All right. Well, tell everybody how to find us.
You can find us, Wrinkled Sheets, on Facebook. Wrinkled Sheets, the number one at Gmail. Wrinkled Sheets, the number one on Twitter. And most importantly, we're on YouTube.
Yes, Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube. Our vlog has actually been doing very well.
Has it?
Yeah. And viewership had jumped. I don't know if we did something or videos got better or somebody shared them.
We've had a lot of comments on like... Our two most popular videos recently have been the British Food Challenge.
And the Australian. Yeah.
And people from those countries are like, you guys are crazy.
Well, yeah, we liked it. And I'm wondering if they got on those and they shared them and it's found us some new...
These crazy Americans trying our food.
Yeah.
Oh, it was funny. Sorry. The company I work for is based out of Australia. My VP of HR went to Australia and brought some Tim Tams back. And if you don't know what Tim Tams are, you have to watch us on YouTube to find them out.
They're delicious. They are really good.
But she like brought them in and I kind of smiled. I was like,
oh. Did you say, oh, I know what these are. You should watch our video?
I didn't have, like, she's VP. I don't have conversations with her.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.